AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Tokyo Olympics start in about 2 weeks, and it turns out it will be a TV-only Games. Here's the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Fans have been banned from the pandemic-postponed Tokyo Olympics following the issuing of a state of emergency. The move was announced by the International Olympic Committee and Japanese organisers, reducing the Games to a made-for-TV event. The new measures will clear venues around Tokyo, indoor and outdoor, of any fans at all. Suga says the emergency ruling would go into effect on Monday and last through August 22, which means the Olympics will be held entirely under emergency measures. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The United Nations Security Council is meeting in an emergency session to discuss the assassination of Haiti's president, Jovenel Moïse. Geraldine Byrne-Nassen is the Irish ambassador to the UN.
We're very concerned. This is a really dark hour. This is our first chance today as a council to meet to discuss the issue. We want to understand what happened, what the current situation on the ground is. It's already a fragile context.
Officials pledged to find all those responsible for the pre-dawn raid on Moise's house. His wife was critically wounded. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits rose slightly last week, even while the economy and the job market appear to be rebounding from the coronavirus recession. The maker of OxyContin, Purdue Pharma, plans to reorganize into an entity whose profits will be used to combat the opioid crisis. They got a big boost as 15 states dropped their objections to a new business model. The agreement from state's attorney general was disclosed in a bankruptcy court filing. Tropical storm Elsa is carving a destructive and soaking path up the East Coast after killing at least one person in Florida and spinning up a tornado at a Georgia Navy base that flipped recreational vehicles upside down. This is AP News. It's another sign of rebound from the pandemic. Free samples are back at supermarkets. Bite-sized pieces of food are being handed out with safety in mind.
Would you like to try one?
Thank you.
Stores like Costco are feeling confident enough to bring back free samples. Christian Cruz is with Stu Leonard's supermarket in New York.
We put plexiglass on the demos table because, you know, some people are still in a little on the defense side.
Shopper Diane Lucas loves free samples.
Sampling because you get to taste what you're purchasing before you purchase.
Did she miss it?
I absolutely did.
Sal Mazzella had no problem removing his mask and trying a free sample.
I use common sense and view the stand. If the stand looks like it's set up properly, then I feel safe.
Walmart and its wholesale Sam's Club are only serving pre-sealed food samples on weekends. Target is allowing self-service sampling of individually wrapped items. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.